afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, February 19th, 2019. Well, hello, Butch.
Hello, Melody. I just saw the first car sticker today with 2020 on it. I cannot believe that.
A car?
A car sticker? Inspection
yeah.
sticker with 2020?
Oh. I thought you meant the new model cars.
No. I'm talking about the sticker that you put on the windshield to get inspected.
Yeah.
2020. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
It really is. 2020.
I mean, that's good eyesight.
It is. Yes, it is. It really is bizarre. When you think about the past 20 years, I mean, 20 years ago, you know, we were just getting over Y2K.
And that just seems like
it was yesterday.
It's been 19 years since 9/11.
I know. I was 29
years.
Then.
Wow.
I was 29.
Well, I was 31, you know.
Figures, you just have to. Hey, we had a great day in gold today. It was a very exciting gold today. Before I get into the numbers, actually, gold futures today settled at their highest since April, and it was up 1.7%. for the biggest single session percentage since November. And, you know, it's the normal, you know, reasons that they say in that there's caution among the traders. And, of course, you're going to have Brexit, the trade talks between the United States and China. And that is helping to support the safe haven metal. So, but this is the highest, most active contract settlement since April of 19th and the biggest single session dollar and percentage gain since November 1st. And that contract rose 22.70 $22.70, and that settled at $1,344.80. So now let's get to the spot price today, which is different than the futures contract. We have gold up $14 in the New York spot price aftermarket, $1,341. Silver had a great day today, up 18 cents, back up over $16, $1,606. Platinum was up $14 at $823, and palladium was up $22 at $1,486. And, you know, just palladium is still a big question in my mind, because they talk about all the demand, there's not a lot of palladium out there and so forth, availability, and the heavy demand for catalytic converters and so forth. But yet everywhere I read, the demand for automobiles is dropping significantly. China is dropping significantly. But, you know, you have a lot of people in China, which, you know, it could, you know, maybe the auto market can drop 10%. You still have a lot of people buying automobiles. So, I mean, that could be it. But we're also going to talk about the Baltic Dry Index. That's the lowest it's been in 3 years. So there's changes that we're seeing in these, different economic numbers from around the world. And yet people continue to think, because they continue to be told, we have a great economy. They think it's true. But, hey, we'll talk a little bit more about that. The USDX today was down 0.29 at 96.50. Crude oil was up 44 cents at 56.03. Stock market today was up 8 for the Dow, 25,891. The NASDAQ was up 14 at 7,486. The S&P was up 4 at 2,779. And remember, folks, everything that you hear, everything you read, it's all about Wall Street, and it's all about these three little numbers. 10-year yield, 2.65%, down 0.02. Yeah, the European and Asian markets were quiet. Bitcoin's been having a pretty decent run here lately, and I think that's all due to, you know, when you had J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon come out saying, hey, we're going to do our own cryptos. Well, okay, go ahead. Go ahead and create more of nothing so people can buy more nothing. So they can just continue to buy more promises that something's going to be there, something that's not real. Yeah, it's I just get so It's so frustrating to listen to these arguments and so forth. But
What's your blood pressure?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, President Trump did come out and say today that the March deadline for the trade talks with China, he says it's not a magical date, suggesting that the cutoff could be adjusted. So, but what's interesting about this is the United States is asking China to stabilize the value of their currency as a part of trade deliberations during this during these trade talks. The move would be aimed at mediating any effort by the Chinese to devalue its currency to counter the Trump administration's tariffs, which I think is kind of interesting because everybody manipulates their currencies. We've been manipulating our currencies to the wrong side, but you got Larry Kudlow in there, and you need that stronger currency in order to entice people to come in and buy your bonds, to buy your debt. I mean, that's what it's all about. We have to. That's the key there. So it's interesting to have our country to go in around and tell countries what to do with their currencies when, you know, everybody is just as guilty as the next person.
We have done that for years on every issue. You know that.
Absolutely.
We do it, but you can't do it.
We do it, but you can't do it. Exactly. We're here to tell how everybody else is supposed to run their countries. And I just, nothing's changed, ladies and gentlemen. They put a different face on it, but everything, as much as you think things are changing, everything else is really remaining the same.
That's true.
Very you know? True. And I listen to the news and these headlines. It's just bizarre, half of the things that I'm hearing, and it's like just a bunch of nuts. People running around, just completely insane. And it's like, am I the only one that thinks this?
Am I the only one? No, you're not. You're not.
Really? I hope not.
You're not. You're not. I see it all the time. I see it here in West Virginia with another school teacher strike. You heard about that, I'm sure. And another strike that struck last year, and they're striking again now because they want to put some charter schools in the state. And I know, and you know, that's not about poor education. It's about they feel challenged because they may have, as parents have a different alternative to public schools, and charter schools have been proven to be so much better. But the teachers in West Virginia went on strike nonetheless, and we'll see what happens now. I just got through talking to a teacher before a talk that spoke to you on the radio, and he's really upset. Said the teachers had no business striking this time over anything. It's all about control, and it's all they want is control. So, yeah, I see it. I see it just like you do. I sure do.
Yes. Michael Snyder, he did a nice little article. He puts out a lot of good ones, and but basically what he does is he just gathers the number and puts it all in one spot. That's why I like his article. It's all right there, and so I give the credit to Michael Snyder for doing this. And you know, he's talking in his article. He does talk about how these economic numbers all over the world are going to get worse. Paul Krugman, a New York Times columnist, he's warning of an unavoidable global recession. And Michael Snyder goes, unfortunately, most Americans still have absolutely no idea what is happening. The Baltic Dry Index just plummeted to the lowest level that we have seen in 3 years. Just another indication that the global trade war is causing widespread economic pain. According to Bloomberg, a global economic growth has now dropped to the lowest level that we have seen since the Great Recession. The UBS model suggests world growth slowed to a 2.1% annualized pace at the end of 2018, which is the weakest since 2008 to 2009. Unfortunately, it appears that things are getting even worse during the first few months of 2019. In North America, Europe, Asia, there's signs of a major downturn everywhere. China, car sales dropped in January, and data last week showed U.S. retail sales posted their worst drop in 9 years in December. In Europe, where the slowdown has been particularly marked, sentiment indicators continue to weaken. The numbers coming out of China are particularly striking. Experts were stunned this week when it announced that the Chinese car sales had plunged 17.7% and continued to decline. Those are big numbers, but like I said, there's a lot of people there.
That tells you that it's not just the United States, Melody. It's worldwide. It's worldwide.
Exactly. Exactly. Germany. German industrial production is falling at a pace that we haven't seen since the last, again, global recession. Since the last global recession, German industrial production fell 3.9% in December compared to December of 2017. The European debt crisis. Go ahead.
I was going to say the Honda is closing the shop in London as to lay off 3,500 workers. They made 160,000 cars in that factory last year, and they're closing down in London. So they want to consolidate more back in Japan, although you know, the Brexit, they might have something to do with that. But nonetheless, 3,500 jobs in London are going to be going here soon. So, yeah, Melody, it's everywhere. I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, we you know, I know that 2,100 Payless shoe stores are closing here in March. It's worldwide. It's everywhere.
It is. Italy, they've already fallen into recession. Their debt still continues to be a problem. You mentioned Payless Shoe Store. Here in the United States, we're probably doing a little bit better than everywhere else, maybe. But our economy is slowing down, too. When you have the U.S. retail sales suffering their biggest drop in more than 9 years.
Absolutely. And 2,100 stores clothing, if they only had 20 employees per store, that's close to 5,000 jobs. Who's going to absorb those?
And forget the multiplier effect.
Exactly.
Multiply the 5,000 by 3. Now you're looking at 15,000 jobs.
I mean, that is absolutely right. I mean, it really and truly is. Not only that's going to put pressure on shoe manufacturers, of course. Whether they're overseas or here makes no difference because they're going to lose an account that sells their shoes. So this is huge. I mean, we can shrug it off and go on, as most people do. But we should look at this as a phenomenon that we should get our eyes open to. We had better prepare. It's not just America. It's worldwide. But I live in America. That's where I live. And what affects stores in my area affect all of us, either directly or indirectly. And we need to pay attention, Melody. Gold and silver is going up. The economy is suffering. Shouldn't people one day put two and two together and see when gold and silver go up? That means other things may be falling apart, and they may want to prepare for that. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Well, it certainly does. And if people remember, let's go back in time. Let's go back in time to 2004, 5, 6, 7. We talked about what was going to happen in the United States. No one even confirms or even talks about the recession we were in 2001. Before 9/11, you had airlines that were ready to go belly up. You had all kinds of things. And 9/11 happened. Everybody got patriotic. And, you know, I remember Rush Limbaugh saying, you got to go out there and buy, buy, buy. Remember, Bush issued, $800 checks for everybody in the country to go out and spend.
Right.
Spend, spend, spend. And we told you, we were talking about the housing market, the magnet. So put yourself back in 2004, 5, 6, 7. Most people never thought we'd have a problem in 2008, 9, 10, and 11. They were totally clueless. And I think this is exactly where we are today.
To prove your point, a family member of mine from Colorado, it was in the housing business, and I said it's going to crash. It really is going to crash. Bob Chapman told me that. Some others told me that it's going to crash. Oh, it never happened. It stopped overnight. The building in Colorado Springs, the houses going up, stopped. Melody, I know, I was there. It stopped. And the person I talked to lost his home, lost his cars, and lost his wife. I'm not laughing about that. It just happened. With advance warning, I told him back in 2005 or 2006 in that area, whenever I first heard from Bob Chapman, it was going to happen. He laughed at me. He lost everything. But now it's about to happen again. They still won't listen. Go figure.
Well, we've been given this illusion to which we live, and we're constantly being bombarded. And as long as these stock market numbers are high, that means they based our economy. Our economy is not the stock market, not to the degree to which it is rigged in today's world. When you have corporate buybacks, they're really pushed up the stock market to these levels where they are today, and by debt. It's not that they use their profit in order to buy back their shares. They use debt That's why, again, they can't have high rates, because then these multinational corporations can't go into debt at low rates, basically free money to buy back their shares to keep it up. Who's really getting wealthy? They know most of the people with IRAs and 401s and pensions, they're not going to sell out their retirement accounts. So they're in there, you know, trading and rigging these markets and getting wealthy, while people out there sitting fat and happy thinking that stock market will come back if it drops. Well, there's a day that it isn't going to come back, and I think we're at that time, because we just have too much debt. These corporations now have so much debt, and when rates do begin to rise, and they will have to rise, when these rates begin to rise, that means rolling over their debt's going to cost them more. They have to service their debt, just like our government has to service their debt. And it's just like the people of this country have to service their debt. Higher rates makes it impossible, or makes it more difficult for them to make their monthly nut. They can't save. So again, it's a trap. And that's what they've created, these traps for everyone just to keep the system going. And that's what's sad. And most people out there, they continue to live as if nothing is going to change. The system seems to be functioning normally. So as long as it functions normally, why, there's no reason to be alarmed. And but I believe, now do I believe that the end of the world is going to be here? Well, that remains to be seen. But what I do know is a lot of people that have worked hard, that do have savings, that do have retirement accounts, that, you know, they're going to lose. Because your money is what's sitting there. And if you think they're going to let you walk away with it and pat you on the back and say, job well done, I don't think that's going to happen. And it's really sad, because people are going to, all of a sudden, their standard of living is going to change drastically. Just what happened to so many people, and people have short memories, just like Butch's relative lost everything. So it's,
well, you talking about leaving you alone. You already know, I'm sure Illinois is already, now this, folks, this is for real. State of Illinois is discussing taxing private retirement accounts to pay for public pensions. Melody, somebody worked hard for 30, 40, 50 years, and then the state takes it to finance itself for the promises they made. There's something terribly wrong with that picture. Terribly wrong with that picture.
And nobody says anything.
No, they don't.
Nobody heard this on the news anywhere. No. But what I do hear is our music that's telling us we need to go into a break, a short one anyway. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Today I have three little specials, so get your pen and paper out. Three specials, two silver, one gold. We have Mint State 63, $20 St. Gaudens. These are $1,440 each. Now, everybody says, wow, that seems like a lot when gold is, you know. No, ladies and gentlemen. It's only $41 over what an American gold bullion coin would sell for. These are terrific buys. It includes your shipping costs. These are Mint State 63, $20 St. Gaudens gold pieces, $1,440 each. It includes all your shipping costs, so it really is a good buy. $41 over an American Gold Eagle. The next special, 90% silver. We're going to continue with our little $25 face value, 50 cent pieces, $325. Remember, silver's back up over $16, $325. And all of these prices include your shipping.
That's went up since I purchased mine. That's a good sign for me.
That's a good sign. Yes.
All right.
You want to sell it back?
No, not yet. I'll wait a couple more days.
Okay. The last package I have, now this is only a $90 face value bag. And the reason, remember I tell folks when we get the full bags of silver, we go through it, we count it, and we pull out the ones that I think don't qualify to go into our bags. So at the end, after so long, we'll have this leftover silver. I usually sell it back into the market, but before selling it back into the market, I always offer it to the listeners. So I have $90, and basically you're buying 90% 50 cent pieces at spot price. Spot price is how you're buying this. $1,059 for $90 face value. That includes all your shipping costs. We figured the shipping costs in there and everything. So it's a great, great buy on any one of these deals. You can buy one or 100, except for the $90 face value. That's one little package for $1,059. So give us a call. I'll go over these once again. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And there's a couple things I wanted to talk about, but did you hear Bernie Sanders is back in the?
Oh, I am so excited!
Aren't you excited?
He wants a political revolution. He's going to have it. He said, he really is. Here we go. I mean, we got Pocahontas and all kinds of running for president this time.
I know.
I'm so excited.
Then this is really a sign of the times.
It is.
What you're seeing in these elections, not just ours, but the one back in 2016, what you really, not quite as bad as 2016, it's like people are out of their minds.
He's 77 years old. He's not a young man anymore.
No, he isn't.
And of course, he's called an independent, but he's just a socialist. Really, 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 really bothered me and frightened me is how many socialists are running for office. I mean, really, I mean, how many have taken office? I mean, look at Cortez and what she said. And now Sanders is back in the race. And Elizabeth Warren wants to get raised running for president. She wants to tax the rich to fund universal child care. I mean, she said we can raise $2.7 trillion over 10 years if we tax anybody that's making more than $50 million a year to pay for child care. Now, Melody, I do understand people getting tight spots perhaps for a little while and helping somebody out. But when you force someone to pay for something they don't want to pay for with money that they have earned, that is stealing. You can call it whatever you want to. It's stealing, is it not?
Yes.
It is. I mean, if you earn $100,000 this year and I decide I want 25 of it because I'm hurting and I have the locals, somebody passed a law and says, all right, we're going to take $25,000 from Elliot Cedarstrom. You say, wait a minute, I don't want to give it to him. I don't trust him. I don't like you. Whatever the reason may be, it's my money. I don't want to give it to him. But they say, well, if you don't, we're going to put you in jail. What's there between that and putting a gun to your head?
What this is truly a sign of, I believe, is desperation.
It is.
I think this is a sign, not just desperation in getting politically, you know, and getting ahead and so forth. I believe it's desperation. It should show us just how severe our finances are. If they're willing to tell...
You want to hear something? I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is...
Yes, you do.
Talk about desperation. Now, I'm not making this up. More than 6,000 people have signed a change.org petition to sell the useless state of Montana to Canada for $1 trillion in an effort to help pay down the national debt, which climbed above $22 trillion earlier this week. We have too much debt and Montana is useless. Just tell them that it has beavers or something, reads a change.org petition. Additional reasons provided by supporters of the petition who weighed in on comments section of the petition included the state's insignificant population and their aesthetic, which some argue doesn't fit with the border U.S. Surprisingly, despite the accusation being useless, some purported Montana residents claimed in the documents to say that they're supportive of the sale and would love to join Canada without any of the associated expense of moving. Honestly, most Montanans are totally okay with this, let's do it, I'm fine with it being out of this hellhole, one teacher said. Montana will get legal weed, health care, and decent hockey. It's a win-win. Some Canadians are all sound and supportive of the idea. Now, I'm not making this up. This is for real. Now, did you grasp all that?
Yes.
Sell a state, and some of the state, people live in the state said, yeah, I'm ready. I'm going to get out of this hellhole. Talk about America. And
the thing of it is, anybody who says that America is a hellhole, you know, they deserve to leave.
Well, that, you know,
The thing of it is, it's the world. You know,
it is,
I mean,
the world.
It's all globalized.
It isn't better there than it is here.
Then move there.
They said they have legal weed and health care and a decent hockey. So that's a good reason to leave, isn't it? Is it not?
Oh, yeah.
But
yep.
This is for real, folks. We're talking about the United States of America. We're talking about the land of the free and the home of the brave and the biggest economy in the world, or it used to be, maybe, and all the things that we used to have in this nation that we could actually be proud of because we worked hard for it. And now we have states who don't mind leaving and being sold to Canada. Oh, Melody, that is unbelievable. But like you said, they're desperate. They're trying to raise $1 trillion.
Yeah.
I mean, that we spent more than that last year. And we lost more than $1 trillion last year. So sell one state at a time, we still sell every state we had still be in debt.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, it truly is, again, just another sign of the desperation. And it's... And the internet. I mean, certainly, you know, if it was just mainstream media, we wouldn't be hearing half of this craziness that we hear. So maybe the craziness was always here. We just weren't privy to it. And perhaps that's how we gotten as far as we have. But
I don't know. I can't imagine 50 years ago anybody want to sell a state. I really can't. I can't imagine that. But just to me, it just...
Well, I wasn't thinking about 50 years ago. I was thinking the last 20.
Oh, last 20. Wait, last 20, everything's happened in the last 20.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just don't know what... I don't know how it happened. It didn't happen fast. But when it started happening, in every direction, financially, morally, everything, it's went down the tubes really quickly, has it not?
Yes.
Now, that's the scary part. It's how fast it's going. And I see no end to it. And next year is election again. It seems like Trump's got in office last year. And he had 2 whole years with power all through the Senate and House and him and accomplished very little. People say, well, you know, I'm not throwing stones at Trump. He's better than Hillary. Again, that's not the issue now. Trump president. And Trump just now made a move to outlaw, to make it illegal for homosexuals worldwide. One of his speakers said nations outlaw homosexuality. You know, they need to change that. And he's supposed to be one of the good guys.
Hey, Butch, we have a caller. We have Mike in North Carolina calling us.
Okay, I know Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Melody. Howdy, Butch.
Hello, Mike.
Well, I thought we did.
You called it, Melody. Well, in 2008, I had a little over $20,000 put up. I made $10 an hour. I had many rolls of silver, and I had some family that was sick, and they couldn't get their disability, so I was helping them. And when it came and the work stopped, my work just stopped. And even at $10 an hour, and I was 4.5 months ahead on all my bills, in addition to money I had put up. It wasn't even a year, and I had lost everything that I had. So people really need to prepare. I see the same thing coming now, and I've got one little bit of trivia. When I was about 6 or 7 years old, that's been a long time ago, my grandpapa told me, he said, the dollar sign used to be A-S, an A over an S, and it stood for American Savings. And he saw everything come in. He was in World War One, so you know, when he was born, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s. So he was very angry about that. And I don't really know what to say. I just thought I would bring that up. And one more thing, I see a lot of cars on the internet. I have seen pictures of fields of cars that are new that they're not selling. And if y'all could just touch on any of that, especially the little AS thing. And thanks, Melody. Thanks to Carla for helping me. She's always so kind when I call. And Butch, I'll see you Thursday.
All right, buddy. See you there.
Bye bye.
All right, appreciate the call, Mike. You know, it is true. I mean, it's savings is important and it helps you, but when it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to happen fast. You're going to wake up to just a new world. The world is going to change overnight. I don't think we're going to have Mad Max days, but we don't know. You know, I do believe there's going to be social unrest. I mean, even listening to the Democrat, Mr. Yang, who's running for, who's a candidate, said that this is going to, you know, because of the change in technology, jobs being replaced, that there's going to be a work revolution. People can't get by. You know what? Their bellies are going to be empty.
Absolutely.
They're going to be hungry. And they're going to see their children hungry. And then they're going to wake up and see what really was done to them. I was watching something this morning, Butch, and they were talking about Harriet Tubman.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a quote, and I'm recalling this, and her quote was, "I helped free 1,000 slaves, but I could have freed another 1,000 if they had known they were slaves."
Very well
put. And I thought to myself, this is exactly where we are today. And you know, you can bring it into today's world, and we talk about slavery, how we're slaves to the government. But half the people do not know that.
Well, you know, everybody bemoans and cries over slavery in the 1800s, not knowing that we are more enslaved in many ways than they ever were. And that's a fact. Maybe we can move around a little bit more, but that doesn't mean we're free people. Not many means. Your incomes are taxed 30-40% or more. Your property is never owned. You're constantly harassed by laws and new laws being passed to tell you do this and can't do this and go over there and sign this. This is not freedom, Melody. This is regulation. Maybe we don't pick cotton in the fields all day long, but we are slaves to our masters, so to speak. And whether we like it or not, it's a fact. And to prove it, when you drive down a highway and you see a cruiser sitting along the road, a cop cruiser along the road, what's the first thing you do?
Look at my speed.
There you go. Exactly.
I'm well trained.
Absolutely, we are well trained. It's a police state where we're trained. And when if you see one come behind real fast with lights on, what do you do?
Yeah, which I do believe we do have to have rules and regulations.
Well, I understand that.
And I believe that we are meant to follow them. And, you know, so I don't know if that's...
It's the mindset. It's not the rules and regulations. It's a mindset. It's a fear in the people. And you'll probably disagree on this, but I think it's about driving speed you want to. Just be responsible for yourself.
No, that could be a good thing. If you have a conscience, you know... Well, that if you're going over and you're breaking the rules, you're aware of it.
Even though you're not, the first thing to check your speed. You know you're not speeding, but you check anyway because that's the first thing that's through your mind.
I guess I'm guilty. I'm probably always speeding.
Well, we do that. And to be honest with you, with the shootings here lately, I think you should be able to drive your speed you want to. Just be responsible. If you wreck, you kill somebody, you die too. I mean, you know, regulation is overdone. Nonetheless, the point of it is, when the IRS knocks on your door and says, I'm with the IRS, what's the first thing you think about? Or the FBI. I've had that happen to me more than once. What did I do?
I think what really woke me up to fear is I remember a family member, 40 years ago maybe, it was a race to get those taxes postmarked before mm-hmm. the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a fear of not getting it postmarked
yes.
by that certain time. And I thought to myself, that just isn't... I agree, you need to have time limits and things like that. And and there should be some sort of, you know, if you can't get it in on there, there should be penalties or everybody would... I mean, folks, I don't agree with taxes and so forth, but yet there does have to be some... I mean, that's another program. My point is, I don't want to get myself into hot water here because I'm going to get all kinds of emails saying, well, you know, I get that. But I do believe in rules, and you live in a society. You just can't run wild, can you?
There are moral laws that are absolute, and decency laws are absolute. They all tie together.
But and I also...
In the state of California, they passed 1,015 new laws last year.
Well, what else can they regulate? Well, I get that, but I'm just talking about your normal, everyday rules. And if you follow the Ten Commandments...
There you go. That's the whole point.
We wouldn't have to have any jail law. Just right back to the gentleman.
Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Real quick, the specials: Butch, Mint State 63, $20. St. Gaudens, $1,440. Only $41 over an American Gold Eagle. 90% silver 50-cent pieces, $25 face value, $325. Includes all your shipping costs, and we have one 90% face value only at $1,059. That includes shipping, and that is priced at spot. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188.
And did you want to do the markets again? I know you do the markets twice, Jim, now. Do you want to do those again real quick?
Well, let's just go ahead and do the gold and silver prices since we had a great day. We have gold, and this is the New York spot price. Let me bring it up here. It's all over the page. Up $14 at $1,341. Silver's up 18 cents at $16.06. So great day for gold and silver.
And
platinum
isn't 1300, I'm sorry to interrupt your metal, but isn't 1300 for gold kind of a... some type of benchmark as far as dividing between high and low or something along those lines?
Well, we've been trading between a range of, 1,100 and 1,300 for the past how many years? Two, 3 years.
Yeah.
We've tried a couple times to break out into, get close to 1,400 and just never made it. So I'm not too excited yet to see these prices with gold at $1,341. I want to see it pass $1,370, and then I want to see it pass $1,400. And I think it's going to do that. So I don't think we're going to go back down. Folks, there's just so much going on financially, and I wait till the new GDP numbers come out, and you could distort these numbers, but these government numbers, they just it's going to come home to haunt them. We have problems, just as I said in the beginning of the show.
Yes,
globally.
Yes, we do.
So hang on to your seats. These are great times. People talk about, I want to buy gold low. Hello? It's been low for how many years? And if you haven't bought yet, what are you waiting for?
Amen. Amen. I mean, I know that I've already seen a profit in what I bought over the last few months.
I just want to say one thing. I know you have a lot of things you want to talk about.
That's how you take your time. I'm in no hurry.
But I don't know if I can find this here quick. I saw an email, and I get his emails only because they amuse me. However, a lot of people believe him. This is from Economy and Markets, Harry Dent. He says, you're being fed a dangerous lie about gold. He says, gold's going to crash. He says gold prices are about to collapse by 58%. Really? Harry, come on. You've been saying gold is going to go tank to 800 for the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And where are you today? And I didn't go in to find out what he thinks it is. He thinks cash is king like it was during the Depression. Ladies and gentlemen, cash was king back in the Depression. But gold was cash. Gold was money.
That's right.
Big difference from then to today. And so I don't know what he's, and I can't, I got to be careful with what I say, or I get the phone calls and saying we're going to sue you and all this kind of stuff. But really, ladies and gentlemen, be careful out there. And I know a lot of people follow him. But to say that gold is going to collapse by 58%, I don't think so.
I don't either. No way. But yeah, you're right. It was cash back then. Gold and silver was real money back then. That's what people used for money back then. It was, and the paper coupons were backed by gold and silver. It said right on there, this redeemable lawful money in any bank. So yeah, this is, yeah, you're right. And he's right. It was king back then because it was real money. Real money.
He says gold is not a safe haven in an economy on the brink of crisis. Well, what the heck do you want to own if you have an economy that's on the brink of crisis? Tell me one thing you want to own.
Well, what did you say you should own?
I didn't open up. I just started getting a little.
if you say in dollars that depreciate every day, the man is worse than an idiot. I mean, think about that. Just, Melly, since 1913 or 33, I don't remember which, since then, the dollar's dropped to be worth about 3 cents or less it was back then. So, is cash king when it's lost almost 100% of its value in the last 100-some years? The only thing makes it worth anything when you go to the store to buy a gallon of gasoline is that the people that take it think it's worth something. You know it's not worth anything, and maybe some of them may even know it, but they still take it to the bank. The bank accepts it, and they still say you're paying bills with it, which you're not, but they say you are. And the Federal Reserve note is a debt instrument, and you do not pay debt. You transfer debt when you pass those things around. But that's what we believe we have is money because we go into Go-Mart here and put in 10 gallons of gas for whatever, 20-some bucks, and you take and give them a $20 bill, and you think, wow, I paid that. Actually, you didn't pay anything. You transferred something of no value for something of value, and it ain't going to go on forever. And that $20 bill that buys, what, two, just say gas is 220 gallon. I'm guessing. I'm off the top of my head, 215 gallon. You can still buy the same amount of gas for 20 cents of real money, can't you?
Yes, you can.
There you go. See, folks, it ain't none of the dollars not a safe haven. It's a fool's paradise.
Yep. Thank you.
So there you go. Now you got me started. I was doing real good at
all
for
right.
a while.
All right. One of us has to be fired up. Come on.
I reckon. It's unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. We actually think it's worth something. And we do because we use it. And that's just because we're trapped into it as a society. It's a shame that we're that ignorant as a people. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, our God told us. And we are. We really think that we're prospering because we have paper pieces in our pocket that are green. We think that this is all we got to have, that we're solid, everything is fine. And every day they deteriorate in value. Every day they're worth less and less. And we really think you're smart to put $10,000 in a bank at 2.5% interest? When you fuel about $10,000 worth of gold 3 or 4 months ago, you already made, what, Melody, another $500 per ounce, roughly?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, think about this. Please think. Don't take the word of it, people on TV. Please don't. Look at history. Read the Bible, for goodness sake. There's a curse on unjust weights and measures. Our fiat currency is cursed by God himself. Think about that. Now, back to a different topic. We'll get rolling up too hard. But millennials are alarmingly late on car payments. Now, I didn't know this. A record 7 million Americans are more than 90 days late on their auto loan payments, and millennials are clearly leading the delinquency rates. And the New York Fed noted that the number of new auto loans and leases appearing on credit reports in 2018 reached a new peak, the highest level in 19 years since they've been monitoring the data, at $584 billion. And the ages range for the highest ones that are behind on their car payments, which is 18 to 39. Now, that's something to think about. You know, and when you think about that's so many people, 7 million people are behind on car payments. That's a lot, Melody. And I don't know, maybe some people out there don't understand what I'm saying, but I've had times in my lifetime, really times, I sweated. I had to really work 2 or 3 jobs to make a car payment and a house payment and feed my sons. I didn't complain about it, but yeah, I mean, I've done that. I've sweated through things and wondered how I was going to pay the bills next month. Mel, do you ever do that?
I'd like to think almost everyone has done that, except the very lucky.
Well, if they haven't, they missed out on
life. Builds character. Builds character.
And my wife and I, Marsh Jean, I come through that together. It was tight. You used to take a calculator with me at the store. I calculated what she bought, what she was there, so we wouldn't go over. Now, that's the truth. I'm not bragging or complaining. It's just the way it is. And now people that worked all their lives, like I have, Melody has, they want to tax our retirement funds to pay public pensions because the state couldn't handle the money. No. Let's not even think about that. It's just absolutely absurd. And now, and I move on a different topic. Cartel ambushes Mexican soldiers near Texas border. I mean, even right on the border, the soldiers being killed right on the border from the drug lords, I guess you could say. And there's no respect on the border at all for anybody, I don't suppose. It's just south of Laredo, Texas, where this happened. And I do absolutely agree that we need to do something about the border problem. But I do not think the wall is the answer. That's my opinion, because I don't think we need to do that. I think that we have enough available manpower if we want to do it right to stop it. Remember, folks, a wall can work two ways. But that's just my opinion. Now, 16 states are now suing Trump over the wall. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, and Virginia so far are suing over the wall. Now, I don't know why they're suing him. I don't get that. I mean, especially states like California. Of course, they're a refugee state, I suppose. But other states like Nevada and New Mexico are being overrun by illegals. Why do they not want a wall? I don't know. Maybe they can tell me the reasons better. I just can't figure it out. I would think they'd be the ones been wanting this stopped. You know, I really would. I think they'd be the ones that want this to come to an end. And Hawaii is suing over the wall. Last time I checked, Melody, Hawaii wasn't connected to the mainland USA, was it? Or is it?
No. Well, it might be if we build a bridge.
There you go. Well, we want to use a train. We'll build train.
Or train. I'm sorry, a train.
Yeah, a train. Yes, build train crash costs there. I mean, I don't get it. I have mixed opinion on this. I'm not solid, but I just don't like walls. They bother me because walls can work two ways. Now, if you don't believe me, I should talk about the Berlin Wall, for example.
I saw an interview this morning. I don't know if the gentleman was a governor of Kentucky. I don't know if he was probably a senator. I don't recall his name. But he was talking about, they were talking about the wall, and he says, we need immigration. We need them. And it's just they can't grasp legal, illegal. How hard is that to understand? Legal, illegal.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Legal, you can go to work. Make you can you know file they pay taxes, but he was talking about the horse farms in Kentucky. He was talking about the agriculture where they need these immigration. They need the immigration because they don't have anybody to do these jobs. And I'm thinking, you know, but that was their argument. That was his argument, that there was nobody there to clean up after the horses or to do, you know, any of the agriculture and so forth. And it's just kind of...
I'm not against it either. It's like you said, if they come in legally and go through the process like they should, please,
yes.
It's fine. But, you know, don't come in illegally and tell me I got to feed you and clothe you and house you. Don't do that. That's not right. And I don't like doing that. I don't know, Mel. These people are our leaders, supposedly, and they're not smart enough to figure this out.
Yeah, and they just resist it.
Yeah,
it's just mind boggling. Just mind boggling. And then the conservatives get off track and they don't stay focused. Legal, illegal. One and one is two. How hard is that to figure out?
They're undocumented aliens. They're not illegal.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what Pelosi said.
Yeah.
And you mentioned about Trump and the border wall and the national emergency and to get it done, and I guess it's going to happen after all the lawsuits are done. Then Pelosi said, well, the next Democrat governor may declare a national emergency for guns, and gun confiscation will take place. And Pelosi said this. I didn't make it up. An emergency on guns. I don't know, Melody, what this could lead into.
When you start
playing loose with a lot of things constitutionally and just common sense wise, you're heading for trouble.
Well, what I hear a lot about and what I get a lot of emails and so forth about is they go back and they show all the previous presidents and all their national emergencies that was executed under those presidents, and that is true. That doesn't mean it's right. And is it the proper way to go? And so to some degree, I figured, well, you know, if Trump was to do that, but I did get a little confused when President Trump said, I did not need to do this. And
yes,
I thought
not
to
right
myself,
now, anyway.
Well,
yes.
He wouldn't have had to do it if the Democrats would have done what they were supposed to do. He would not have to have done this. So I get that part. But the part that really confused me is when he said there were other ways to do this, but this is faster. You don't issue a national emergency to get funds just because it's faster.
For convenience sake.
For convenience.
I agree. Totally agree. Our nation is in mass confusion, whether people want to agree with it or not. It truly is. It's just unbelievable. And then this guy, this actor named Smollett, who said he was attacked by two guys in a hate crime, in a homophobic attack, and it turned to be a lie. And two black men were attacked him, supposedly. But this is they're making confusion. I don't care what he did it for, it just caused more confusion. And it goes on and on and on. He should go to jail if he lied about that. That is a crime. He should go to jail for that. That is using up manpower and taking up all manner of people's times to prove something that never happened. So all these things are just confusion, Melody. And that's what God said in Deuteronomy 20:20. He says, smite just madness and confusion of heart. There we are.
And there we are. We're out of time today. 1-800-375-4188. Give us a call. We'll be back tomorrow. And Dave seems to be out. I just got a message from Dave. It looks like he's going to be a grandpa sometime tomorrow. So I can't imagine he's going to be doing a program. So it'll probably be you and me, Butch, with Wendy Wilson.
I'll be there if mail's on.
All righty. Thank you, folks. We'll be back tomorrow.
Have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man.